The room was empty, except from a bed and an old-fashioned ultrasound machine tucked into the corner. The color of the walls was coming off. The ceiling was damaged due to damp, and the room had an intense smell of mold. I heard women outside the window babbling loudly about something in Nyanja, the most common language in Lusaka, the capital of Zambia. Suddenly, the next patient knocked on the door. A woman and a child, holding her hand convulsive, entered. I welcomed them and told the mother to lay down for me to examine her with the ultrasound. She said something in Nyanja, and all of a sudden, the child laid down and pulled her shirt up. I thought she misunderstood me, or perhaps they thought they were at the children's hospital. But all of a sudden, the mother started crying quietly and began to tell the story that too many girls have experienced. Her 11-year-old daughter had been raped repeatedly by their next-door neighbor. It had been going on for a while, but they had never suspected anything. She stopped to gasp for air while the ultrasound displayed 16 weeks of pregnancy. The girl's body was so tiny, it was easy to spot the ongoing pregnancy. She stared into the wall without saying a word, still holding her mother's hand. Her physical body was alive, but you could tell that on the inside she had died a long time ago. I had come to Zambia for 2 months to collect data for my degree project and was about to finish medical school. At the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at University Teaching Hospital, the largest hospital in Zambia, I was investigating reasons behind Zambia's high rate of maternal mortality and pregnancy-related diseases. Welcome to the podcast Empower with Sisters, a podcast that provides information about reproductive and sexual health in order for you to become independent, but also inspired to follow your dreams. My name is Beatrice Bergdahl, and I'm a medical doctor from Sweden, and I will be your host through this podcast series. I hope you will enjoy the journey. But before we begin, let's talk about the reason why this podcast even exists. Every day around our globe, about 800 women die from complications related to pregnancy or childbirth. 66% of all maternal deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa. In 2017, Zambia had a maternal mortality rate of 213 per 100,000 live births. That is 53 times higher than Sweden. In one episode, you will hear the story about losing a sister after 12 months of pregnancy. That is something that you don't come across that often. Maternal mortality is defined as death during pregnancy or 42 days after delivery. The most common causes are bleeding or infection after giving birth, hypertension during pregnancy, and unsafe abortion, namely conditions that can be prevented. And Dr. Mahmoud Fatala at WHO Health Research tells the truth when she says, "Women are not dying because of diseases we can treat. They're dying because societies have yet to make the decision that their lives are worth saving." Globally, in the age group of 15 to 19 years, the most common cause of death is actually related to giving birth. With this in mind, I looked at the 11-year-old girl in front of me and thought, it is not too late for an abortion. However, I realized that this was not an option that they considered when the mother said, "Unfortunately, she has to stop school once the baby is born." I didn't say anything. Maybe because I didn't want to upset the mother, maybe because I wanted to respect their culture, but mainly because I wasn't allowed to. The midwife has just pointed out to me that we don't talk about abortion here. And I still don't know if their decision was based on the fact that abortion wasn't accepted where they came from, or if the mother didn't know that it's legal. Because it is. In fact, Zambia has one of the most liberal abortion laws in Africa. Still, only 16% of women in Zambia can account for the legal reasons to perform an abortion. Therefore, unsafe abortion is very common. If this 11-year-old girl decides not to have the baby, but is not aware of the fact that abortion is legal, she might end up drinking battery liquid or trying to evacuate the fetus with dirty sticks. This usually results in infection or even death. 17% of all maternal deaths in Eastern Africa are related to unsafe abortion. This is the highest incidence in the entire world. The high incidence of unsafe abortion can be directly connected to the low usage of contraception. In 2018, 36% of fertile women in Zambia used some kind of contraception. Many women are aware that contraception exists and that pregnancy can be prevented, but usually not where to access these services, and mostly afraid to ask for it. To avoid asking, several women make their own contraception, using a mixture of coke and paracetamol to insert into the vagina, or use the emergency pill several times a week. These are examples of the stories that the girls from Women Economics Empowerment will share with us in the podcast. So why not ask your questions about contraception? Because if you need contraception, it means that you're having sex. Sex before marriage is taboo. Even talking about sex is taboo. Conversation about female pleasure does not exist because it's taboo. Instead of embracing your sexuality, you try to hide it. Taboos tends to make you feel embarrassed, tends to silence discussion, and tends to keep information away from you. And that's the very core to the problem. It's all connected. Taboo keeps information away. When you lack information about menstruation, about contraception, about your free choice of having an abortion, you are more likely to have a baby and drop out of school. This results in a lower level of education, which prevents you from getting well-paid jobs. You might become dependent on a man for survival to be able to take care of the children. And usually, the woman is the lowest priority in the household. And it makes it harder for you to claim your rights, harder for you to invest in yourself, and suddenly your dreams seems impossible. And for example, when being exposed to sexual violence, you don't have the power to stand up for yourself. The 11-year-old girl in front of me might not even know what sex can result in, that there is a way to prevent getting pregnant, but mostly that no one should take advantage of your body the way her neighbor did. Not only that it's not okay, it's also illegal. This girl might die from giving birth. If she makes it, she probably won't finish school and might end up selling vegetables on the street with a life which purposes to give birth to even more children. And it wasn't her choice. This is the story of so many women. During my stay in Zambia, I got to know Paul, a taxi driver, and his wife, Elizabeth. When Elizabeth was 13 years old, she had their first baby. As a result, she dropped out of school. And Paul had to work long hours as a taxi driver to be able to provide for the family. When Paul being away most of the day, Eliza had to stay home taking care of the baby because daycare is usually not an option. And this prevents Eliza from returning to school. But she has a dream. She wants to become a chef. So she starts to sell homemade donuts in the neighborhood. For one kwacha, which is 75 Swedish pennies. And she believes that this is all she can achieve in her life. Eliza put her entire future in God's hands and her four-year-old son's future. He's the only boy in the family with four girls. He's considered the family's future even though the girls have big dreams. But no one cheers for these girls. Not even Elizabeth. Perhaps because she doesn't have any hope. Perhaps because she doesn't dare to dream. Because usually dreams never come true. It's time to invest in women. If Elizabeth receives an education, she will be able to get a well-paid job. Elizabeth can contribute to the everyday expenses and to their children's education, lifting a heavy weight off her husband's shoulders, making their relationship more equal. Empowering Elizabeth to realize her true worth, that she has a fundamental right to good health, and that her dreams are valid, the result is an equal society. Elizabeth can now contribute to the country's economical growth by paying taxes, but she will also contribute to the whole society because empowered women empower other women. That's why we say when you educate a girl, you educate a whole nation. So let's back up a little. How can we break the circle? What's the very first step? The key is information. To spread correct information about menstruation, contraception, and abortion so that women can make informed decisions. Information gives women a choice and therefore a life of self-determination. Also, the power to claim their rights. The right to good health care, the right to education, and the right to their own body. The key is to speak up to be able to break the taboos. Speak up about the female sexuality, female pleasure and orgasms. Speak up about sexual harassment, sexual violence and rape. Speak up for women to feel like they're not alone. 1 year after my meeting with the 11-year-old girl, I returned to Zambia with a purpose. A purpose to create sisterhood, freedom, and equality. With this podcast, we would like to spread the words of women. Stories that you might be able to relate to, or stories that you have never heard before. Not only stories with information that every woman and man has to know, but also stories to inspire from. It's time to receive. Receive the courage to acknowledge the power within. My mother has always told me to become an independent woman. To meet means to always go my own way, never be afraid to invest in myself. I'm filled with dreams and opportunities. And I want every girl and woman in the whole wide world to be able to feel that same feeling. Let's share stories and inspire each other. Welcome to Empower with Sisters.
Jonah, we are kwa sawa nikala kata ya kwa Ninive.
This podcast is brought to you by With Hoof, a house to host great ideas, stories, and people.